couple weeks ago, we started a series called Insta Life, where we were talking about Instagram and the idea of how the pictures of our life and the pictures and the things that we post, how the way that we look at those things is in many ways a representation of how we build our lives for what other people see. We can paint a picture with our Instagram feed of what other people see, and we can kind of paint that to however we want and however we want that to look. And it's funny because, you know, you look at Facebook, and Facebook is still the number one social media platform right now. It's still like the most popular technically, but the funny thing is, to me, it just seems like Facebook is really kind of becoming a collection of people's tweets and Instagram pics, because everybody just kind of funnels their stuff over to Facebook that they're doing on all the other social media platforms. I don't know if you know this, but Facebook purchased Instagram a couple of years ago for $1 billion. That's with a B, $1 billion. That's a lot of money. Yeah. And it's one of the fastest growing apps that has ever been, as far as just apps in general. It just grew, and it's because it's photo driven, and it's because we can see into people's lives. We can see into people's lives and what they put on there. And when you look at somebody's feed, I don't know about you, but when we look at somebody's Instagram feed, or we look at the pictures that they post and things like that, we usually all do a few things. Here's some pictures from my Instagram feed. If you guys follow me or whatever, you might have seen them. But you know, you look at somebody's pictures, and you look at some pictures, and you know, we pretty much all do the same thing. We, you know, it starts innocently enough. You see them, and you jump to a snap decision. Oh, Wilson looks cute because he's the cutest kid ever, and you know, or wow, Jay looks ugly in that shirt. Whatever. And you're like, you know, you just enjoy the picture. You see it. And then the second thing that we do, what's the second thing that you think we all do? Steal it. What's that?
Amazon.
Close. No.
You like it.
No. Okay, you like it, or? Well, you start to tear it apart, yeah. But what do we do with our own pictures that we post? First thing we'll do is we'll look at how many likes we have. Don't we? We'll look at, because we'll look at somebody else's picture. Be like, oh, that's a sweet picture. How many likes does it have? Oh, it's only got like 3. I'm not going to be 4, right? You know, like we do that, right? And here's why. What do likes actually mean for us? Validation, value. Yeah, absolutely. It validates us. Some of you guys kill me because like you could post a picture of like your shoe and you'll get 280 likes on a picture. And I'm like, what? I don't think I've ever gotten that many likes ever. Even like when my kids were born or anything like, which is usually when you get, like when you're like a parent, that's when you'll get a lot of pictures of like major life events, things like that. You get a lot of likes then. But what happens though is we start getting validation. We feel validated when we get a whole lot of likes on our pictures. And we look at other people's pictures and we see how many likes are on there. And the problem becomes us looking at those and we start to get jealous, don't we? Because we start to see other people's lives and we start to see into other people's lives. We start to get jealous of other people and we start to subtly start wanting other pieces, parts from other people's lives. Jealousy, or coveting, as the Bible puts it, calls it that. It's been around a lot longer than Instagram. It's been around a lot longer than Facebook. It's been around a lot longer than any of us. And the Bible talks about it a good amount as well, because coveting and jealousy is really an emotion that is tied to our heart. If you think about it, jealousy is something that's tied to our heart. And when we look at other people's stuff, the Bible warns us about a way that we should be looking at that or even not looking at that. In fact, all the way back in Exodus, it says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 17, if you're following along in the Bible app, I don't know if I threw this one in there, but you can pull up the Bible app right now and follow along if you want. But it says, you must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. That's one of the Ten Commandments. Spoiler alert. That's one of the Ten Commandments. But Instagram can actually bring out the best in us sometimes, right? Because we can sometimes we can be very encouraging, and we can see what's happening with other people and all of that. But at the same time, it can also bring out the absolute worst. It can bring out the absolute worst in us, because it can drive us to wish for somebody else's life, to wish for somebody else's stuff, to wish for somebody else's relationship. You can fill in the blank with maybe whatever that is for you. Here's the deal. We immediately become discontent when we compare ourselves with other people. We know what discontent means, right? Unhappy, not content. Okay? But comparing ourselves to other people, instantly, we become discontent with ourselves. Because we're never comparing ourselves to somebody that's maybe in a lesser position than us and wishing for that. You know what I mean? But the Bible has some things to say about this. And when we look at what it has to say and some of the things that I want to challenge you guys with tonight, I want you to know from this perspective here. Let's start right here. It's natural, okay? It's natural. Because maybe what you're expecting me to say was, you know, the whole how dare you. But no, it's natural. It's natural to compare yourself to other people. We all do it. It goes back to the very beginning. The very first murder in the Bible goes back to this exact thing, comparing ourselves to other people. It causes us to do things. It causes us to say things. It causes us to act certain ways. It causes us to think things that we shouldn't be thinking. It causes us to take our eye off the Lord in terms of what he has actually done for us or hasn't done for us is where we end up going. And sometimes the things that he hasn't done for us, believe it or not, are better, because he's maybe said no to some things that you wanted him to say yes to. And it's natural to compare, but here's the deal. Here's a like sub-connection point. I'm not done, but if there's like a sub-connection point for the night, like connection point number one, it's this. When you compare, you lose. Every time, every single time, you will lose when you play the compare game. You're going to lose every time. You compare yourselves to others. You don't know what to do about yourself because you don't actually know what's going on with the other person. But don't raise your hand. I want you to just think to yourself here for a second. How many of you have had maybe these kinds of reactions? You're looking at somebody's Instagram post and you're scrolling down there and you stop and how many selfies does she have to take? Right? You know? Okay, your outfit's cute, we get it. You have awesome abs, cool, put on a shirt. You know? Yes, you have a dog, okay, we know. I mean, like, we do it. We all do it. Don't tell me, myself included. But I want to challenge you guys in this area, because God is calling us to live a life free from jealousy. He doesn't want you to live a life of jealousy, because it's going to do nothing but pull you down, because when you compare, you lose. You'll never win that game, ever. Check out this verse, Proverbs 14:30. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. That got real quick, didn't it? Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. There's only a few things in Scripture that are compared to like physical ailments. All right? Jealousy is being compared to cancer. Cancer just spreads and eats away, little by little, in various ways, and it is no respecter of persons, and neither is jealousy. You know another one that the Bible compares to? Pride. Pride is compared to poison in many ways. You can take those things, and those things sometimes go together. But here's the deal, guys. We'll look at somebody's picture, and we do this. Because, as we said, jealousy is an emotion of the heart, right? So we're looking at our phone. That's number one. We all do that. We look. then we see the picture, and then we respond with our heart. And when we respond with our heart, that can sometimes be a scary thing. The Bible says from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Some of you guys, and I would even say from the overflow of the heart, your fingers post. Because some of you just have diarrhea of the mouth with your fingers when you're posting stuff on people's pictures because you don't even think about it. Because you're just puking out the first thing that you think. Instead of maybe sitting back and maybe looking and going, man, where's my heart in this? We just, bleh, I'm just going to say whatever I want. So I'm kind of challenging your heart tonight, guys, in some ways. But to do that, we gotta start with our eyes because it starts with the things that we see. And it goes from there. But look at what Jesus said. Matthew 6, 22 through 24 says, your eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. So I want you to ask yourself, how is your heart responding when something good happens to someone else? When you look at somebody's Instagram feed, and maybe it's somebody you like, maybe it's somebody you don't like, and you see maybe something good happens to them, and you're like, and you just instantly roll your eyes at your screen. That's an overflow of your heart. I want you to think about that because you can't, I mean, I guess you can, but you can't get rid of your eyes. So how do we fix this? You can, but I'd highly recommend you leaving them. So what do we do here? You don't want to unfollow everybody. I'm not going to sit, if you think that my end game for this is to make all of you like delete Instagram from your phone, you're nuts. That's not my point. Because the problem is not our actions. The problem is really a problem of the heart and where we're at with that. But if we don't call it out and we don't look at it and we don't actually say this is a thing that maybe needs taken care of, you know, I like to say I don't know what I don't know. Maybe you've never thought about it like this. I get it. You probably haven't even thought about the way that you're looking at your Instagram feed might actually be a reflection of a slow bit of jealousy that's like cancer in your heart that's just starting to burrow out. And you don't even realize it. Because the response of your heart, this is tough. This is kind of a tough thing for me to say, but I want everybody to hear this. The response of your heart reflects your maturity. And the tough part to say here with all this is that jealousy is really a sign of spiritual immaturity. And so if you're a follower of Jesus, and I think majority of you are, I don't know where all of you stand, but I know a lot of you are, this is a sign that your faith is pretty shallow in this particular area. If jealousy is something that you're struggling with, I mean, we got to just call it like it is. 1 Corinthians 3:3 says, "For you are still controlled by your sinful nature. You're jealous of one another and quarrel with each other." Doesn't that prove that you're controlled by your sinful nature? Aren't you living like the people of the world? So what do we do? What do we do? How do we grow maybe spiritually in this area that will also improve our quality of life? I don't know if you think about things like this when it comes to spiritual growth, but there are various areas, if not all areas in spiritual growth, that if you grow maybe in that area spiritually, it will have a positive reflection on your quality of life. Imagine that. This is one area that actually can. Big time. And it's something that you can start thinking about and moving forward on tonight, right here, right now. So how do we fight jealousy in our heart? Because we all get it a little bit. Don't get me wrong. I'm not standing up here going, yeah, I got this all figured out. I'm never jealous. That's a big old lie. It's not the truth. At the same time, I would say that there are some things maybe I have figured out just because of I've been around longer. So how do we fight jealousy in our heart? Well, number one, thankfulness. We all just had Thanksgiving, and we, you know, are supposed to, at least during that designated day, to really reflect on the things that we have and being thankful. But do we, or are we just like looking to make a food baby? You know what I mean? And just go into like a coma from eating so much food that day? Do you even stop and actually, legitimately, be thankful that you even had a plate to eat? Thankfulness. Be thankful for what God has given you. Look at Luke 12:15. It says, "And he said, beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own." There's no other way around that, guys. When we're jealous, look at me. When we're jealous, we're basically saying to God, "You're not doing good enough. God, you blew it." Tell me I'm wrong. That's essentially what we're saying. God, you're not doing a good enough job because I'm not happy with what I got. I'm not thankful for what I got because I want that. I want, you know, what I'm seeing on my Instagram feed or whatever. Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. Guys, you get that figured out now, you're going to have a much better quality of life when you're my age. I'm telling you. It's not measured by how much you own. Life is not measured that way. It shouldn't be. Everything around you tells you the opposite, but it's a lie. It's a lie. Here's another way. How to fight jealousy in your heart? Two big things. There's really only two. Contentment. This is another one. Contentment. Know that contentment fights jealousy head on. It fights it head on. You want to put jealousy off to the side and not even let it to start to brew? Ask yourself if you're content with where you are right now and with what God has given you. Contentment basically just means to be satisfied. To be satisfied. And granted, there are subtle, there's different levels of contentment. For example, we should never be content with where we are in our relationship with God. We should always want to continue to pursue that. I should never get to the place where I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm solid. I don't need to move forward or grow in my faith at all. I'm set. The second you get to that point, let me know how you did that. And by the way, you're not, because now you're being prideful. But are we content with what God has given us, with where he has placed us, with maybe the things that we have, with whatever that is, whatever those maybe areas are? I get it. Some of you have terrible home lives that you're going to outside of here. Some of you have maybe somebody or something at school tomorrow that you're like, I really wish tonight would last like 10 years so that I don't have to show up in school tomorrow, or whatever that is. Some of you have some of those things, but at the end of the day, I'm telling you right now, be content with where God has you, because where that is exactly where he wants you to be. And I promise you, there's something he wants you to get out of that. He wants you to see from that. He wants you to learn from that. And he wants you to grow from that, if you're willing to. But if all we're doing is sitting there and being discontent because we're comparing with this and that and this and that, you are potentially missing the blessings that God has put right in your path. And no, I don't understand everything you all are going through. Not every single one of you. I don't get every circumstance. But that doesn't mean that God's not there. That doesn't mean that God's not involved. That doesn't mean that he doesn't love you, no matter what that thing is. So here's what I want to do. I want to do something a little different. And I need a couple people to hand these out for me, because I got some cards for everybody to take with you right now. Tilly, and then whoever else learned. Thank you. So, excuse me. Wow, I got this far without coughing. Thank you, boy. No, there's not a bird in my cup. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take this card, and I want you to look at the back. And I want you to look at these things. And I want you to look at what it says. I know you don't have a pen right now. Maybe you do. If you do, I dare you to take this card seriously. I dare you to take this card seriously and to look at the things that are on there. And I want to go over it real quick with everybody. Check all of these boxes that apply to you. Let's start with the I admit part. I admit that I'm sometimes jealous of other people's pictures or posts. Admit it. Next, I admit that sometimes it's difficult for me to be content with what I have. Also, guilty is charged, just so you guys know. Thirdly, I admit that I sometimes post stuff just to show off my life or to brag. We're going to talk about that next week. But you can't tell me that you haven't done that before. Because the first step to moving forward in something like this is to admit where you're at. And so if you're too prideful to admit where you're at in some of these, then you're not going to be able to move forward with the promise part. And this promise, I'm not collecting these cards or anything like that. These are for you. These are between you and God. These are between you and God. And I hope you take that seriously. I hope you take this seriously. I promise, this week, I will check my jealousy right from the start. What does that mean? Before you even open Instagram, ask the Lord to help you when it comes to your heart attitude when you're going to be looking at the stuff that you're looking at. Lord, help me to not be jealous. Help me to look at my Instagram feed, my Snapchat stories, whatever that is, with a kind, loving heart toward my friends. Next, this week, I'll focus on living in contentment in Christ, being satisfied in what the Lord has given you, and whatever that looks like. And then the last one this week, I'll post without showing off. That one may not apply to all of you, but I bet it applies to a lot of you. That sometimes we post things for showing off, or just to show off. You may not think that you do, but let's step back and be honest for a second, you know? Why else would you take 37 attempts on that selfie? Because you want it to look right. You know, I gotta make sure that my makeup's looking good or whatever. I'm in the right light. You know, can they see my hard part? I don't know. But here's the point. Your life is not like everybody else's. My life is not like yours. Yours is not like mine. And all the way across the room. And that's okay. Hear me. Hear that. Everybody look at me, because you guys don't hear this enough. People don't tell you these kinds of things enough. And I love you too much to not tell you. Your life, exactly where it is, exactly how God has you, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. That's okay that your life is not like everybody else's. It's okay. We need to be appreciative of what we have. In this country, my goodness, your worst day is somebody's best day in another country. Trust me. I know you've heard that stuff all the time. It just goes over your head and you're like, oh yeah, that's what old people say. I get it. But it's the truth. It doesn't mean it's not the truth. We can be content with what we have instead of constantly comparing ourselves with other people. And so that's the connection point for the night. Is to start valuing things differently. Start valuing things differently. Value what God values. When it comes to your feed that you're looking at, when it comes to your friends that you're hanging out with, when it comes to how we're looking at our life and the things that we have, value what God values. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything that you need." And so this week, it's a pretty simple application, to be honest, for you guys. I want you to think about where you're at, where you are personally, not where the person next to you is. I want you to think about where you are and what you look like when it comes to this card, what this means for you, okay? What do you have to do to take a step forward in valuing the things that God values, in valuing people instead of possessions, valuing relationships with others instead of more stuff, valuing your relationship with God instead of, you know, valuing your relationship with God more than maybe the relationships on social media, valuing who God has made you to be, the gifts that he's given you, the stuff that he's created you to do. Every one of you, nobody in here is trash. God doesn't make junk. Period. God doesn't make junk. God has something specific that he has for you specifically, just you, that he thought up and made up just for you to do, or you wouldn't exist. Instead of always wishing to be like somebody else or have what somebody else has, maybe realize the incredible creation that you already are, of what God made you to be, who he made you to be. He is calling you to live a life differently than what the world is telling you, because the world is telling you you need to conform to this and to that, and you need to do this or that and be like this or that. And Jesus came to get rid of all that junk. Came to get rid of all of that stuff, and for you to be exactly who he's made you to be, and for you to grow into even more than what you are right now. And if you can even just start taking some steps forward in the area of jealousy, as simple and maybe basic as that is, it's going to be huge, because you're going to be a complete revolutionary in your school, because nobody else around you is going to be focusing on trying to get rid of something like that in their lives. In fact, it seems to me that everybody is almost trying to be more of that, which is interesting and sad. But jealousy does nothing but defeat you. It does nothing but slam you down and drop an elbow right in your face. You don't have to be trapped. You don't have to feel trapped in that place of jealousy, but it's your choice. It's your choice. Everybody bow your head, close your eyes if you could. I hope that your heart grows more in love with Jesus and it moves past just changing the behavior of jealousy, but that your heart for Jesus grows out of that. And it helps your thought life. It helps your prayer life, your relationships with people that you're with and that you hang out with. Not just your Instagram feed. This wasn't designed to help your Instagram feed get better. It's designed to help you get closer to the Lord and be more of who he's created you to be. Maybe you've never heard that there's a God that loves you exactly like you are, that has plans for you in ways that you can't even imagine, and that I don't even know, and nobody else knows except him. But if we let things like this become a cancer, if we let jealousy become a cancer, it'll start to eat away at us and tear us down, and we won't even be able to see what he wants for your life moving forward. And if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, maybe you don't know that there's a God that loves you like that created you specifically. Maybe you do, and you've heard it a bunch of times over the course of this season, and you just haven't yet taken that step to really put your faith and trust in Jesus. I hope that tonight could be that night. If that's you, if you're not 100% sure that you're going to heaven, if you were to stand before God, he said, why should I let you into my heaven? You don't know what you would say. I'd love to talk to you tonight. Any of our leaders would love to talk to you tonight. If that's you, would you be willing to just look me right in the eye? We could have a conversation potentially at the end of the night. That's you, I'd love to talk. Jesus, I thank you for your love. I thank you for the fact that you value things different than we do. God, because if you valued things the way that we do as human beings, Lord, we'd be in a world hurt. So God, I thank you that you see things differently. And Lord, I pray that all of us would. I pray that all of us would take this challenge seriously, that we can check our jealousy at the door right from the start, that we can focus on being content with you and who we are. God, that we can be mindful of the things that we post and the way that our heart reacts to the things that we see. God, let this maybe be the beginning of a change in all of us in this area as we move forward. Because, God, when we compare, we lose. And, Lord, you want more for us than that. So, God, I pray that all of us would take this challenge seriously. And Lord, if there's one here that doesn't know you as Savior, God, I pray that tonight would be the night that they make that decision. Lord, that they'd be willing to come up and talk to one of us. That they'd be willing to have that conversation, Lord, and to know for sure, to know for 100% sure before they walk out of this door tonight that they're going to be in heaven with you one day. Thank you for the great night that we had. Thank you for the fun. Give us a good rest of the evening. In Jesus' name, amen.